Kaya Biz.
A follow-up to a major story that we're well aware of impacted the lives of many households just over the last 2 years, and that is the global supply chain. Everything from the lockdown restrictions, COVID-19 pandemic, and of course restrictions on the supply of grain crude, all essentially led to the fact that there just wasn't enough of certain goods and services that made their ways to different parts of the world. Even if you think about that blockage that took place at the Suez Canal, it disrupted supply chains. Well, we've been warned and cautioned that the year 2022 just might be filled with ongoing concerns in this regard. To help us unpack this further, we join on the line by Director and Chief Economist of Econometrics, Dr. Azza Jameen. Dr. Jameen, always good to touch base with you. I'm a little concerned, but what do you make of the ongoing concerns related to supply chain disruptions and how these might continue to last into the year ahead?
They are likely to last for some time. What the uncertainty is how long is that some time? The fact is that when countries locked down heavily in March, starting with China in March 2020 and then the rest of the world in April 2020, there was going to, of necessity, be a knock-on effect through the supply chains around the world. You had people not being able to move around. You had goods not being able to leave harbors on time. And this caused all sorts of disruptions to the modes of transport, etc. And there was going to be a big knock-on effect. The fact that it took the world by surprise is basically a result of the fact that the world had never seen such an event before. Mm-hmm. And, people were unable to really think out of the box to determine the effect that it would have. But without a doubt, it is at the heart of causing inflation around the world to surge to a level not seen since the 1980s. And the situation was exacerbated by the fact that we also didn't. I remember when COVID first started, the common talk was, well, you know, people are going to work on vaccines and it'll probably take 2 to 3 years to get them. Well, it didn't. It took 9 months, less than that, 8 months before Pfizer announced that it had got a vaccine to fight COVID. And of course, what that meant was suddenly people, that instilled a lot of confidence, and people went spending a lot, those that got vaccinated, spending a lot, trying to, and resuming previous habits. And it's distorted demand conditions. So on the one side, you've had distortions of supply, and both human supply and supply of goods and inputs.
Sure.
And on the other side, you've had distortions in demand patterns as well. And the combination of these two is creating this huge inflationary surge. And now central banks are being forced to raise interest rates to try and beat off the inflation. And the result is likely to be that the economic activity suffers as a result of the higher interest rates.
What does this mean then for a potential economic recovery for developing economies like South Africa?
The trouble with developing economies is that they're at the back end of the whole cycle. And in many ways, they stand theoretically to suffer more. However, what we have seen over the past year is, in a way, and this provides a bit of ray of hope, is that these shortages have in turn resulted in a huge increase in many commodity prices. And that has benefited emerging markets, especially South Africa, in the form of that the value of our exports has rocketed to an extent that we didn't expect. And we're now running a big trade surplus that no one had anticipated. And that, of course, has helped to keep the rand stronger than would otherwise have been the case, and has helped to keep our inflation below that of most other countries. Believe it or not, even though, you know, the media was full of inflation rises to 5.9% in December,
yes,
in many other countries, it's way above that at the moment.
True, you're right. I think we saw 7% as a reading coming out of the US, and I guess for other emerging markets, it's significantly higher. So I guess as South Africans, we're feeling the pinch, but not as much as some of our international peers at the moment. Dr. Jameen, we'll have to leave it there for the moment, but really appreciate your time and feedback as always, giving us some insight into a potential ongoing supply chain disruptions in the short to medium term, primarily in the year 2022. And that is actually what's fueling the rising levels of inflation, which will influence what the MPC decides this coming Thursday in their MPC meeting, where they're likely going to increase interest rates by 25 basis points.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.